open session. Case number 24-144, so discussion, deliberation.
So I'll start. So in my evaluation of this, I see intent all over the place. I also have suspicion of activity. We have the vaccination, she admitted that. But I have suspicion of other things. But we do not have direct evidence. We don't have a witness. We don't have any documents saying that an animal was treated by this CBT inappropriately. So that puts us in a quandary as where we could proceed feeling there's a problem here, but we don't have a means to address it. Dr. Ray.
Yeah, so I know there's a concern around a vaccine that was administered, but the vaccine was purchased by the person, the owner directly, and she was asked to administer something they provided. Sure. So that's not really practicing, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but
well, we've had that.
Actually, it is.
We've had
other cases where they buy them from the particular facility. They have to buy them from the facility,
and then
they hand them to the facility to administer.
A board facility, but that's a whole different ballgame. This is someone bringing it to you as a private citizen. So I don't see that as bringing in a CBT or practicing medicine. That's like needing to administer epinephrine to someone in an emergency situation or something. It's like, I mean, just administering a shot is not practicing medicine, in my opinion, because the person provided it to you, and you have the ability.
We don't have proof
of it anyway. So yeah, but either way. There's no charge, but again, that's independent of what it is, but I agree. But the only issue I could see, and is this really an issue, revolves around the website. Mm-hmm. Now, we went to a iMatrix, I think that's what she said, but one of these companies that provides a whole bunch of website services to a whole bunch of different clinics, hospitals, businesses in general. They don't develop those websites per each individual one. They use templates. So I can see that this iMatrix just released a template to a clinic and it says vaccines, it says all this. If you look at any of these websites by almost any of the clinics, because we all use the same companies, you're gonna see basically the same exact thing with different colors and maybe a different font, but it's the same exact wording at every single place. So I wouldn't be surprised, and again, this is all speculation, I don't think there's intent here, but I wouldn't be surprised if the website was set up like she stated initially, coming soon, and then some new widget was released by them to blanket go out to every single website and it reset it into another template. Hard to say, but again, I don't think there's intent there. That's the only potential violation I could find under 32.22.31a.1. Basically, a person shall be regarded as practicing veterinary medicine, surgery, dentistry within the means of this chapter, who within this state, by advertisement or by any notice, all that. I don't think that's a violation. I don't think that was the intent here. I think this, again, was we paid a company to do something and assumed it was done, and they assumed it was going to be a clinic, because again, it's a clinic name. I think there's just a lot of confusion, but I don't think there's any bad intent here.
But technically, they're an agent of the person mm-hmm. who requested them do the work. This
Correct.
Is my non-legal opinion, okay? But I believe technically they're an agent of the person who asked them to do the work. So if she selected them and they were hired to do this website, she is responsible for it.
Potentially, but again, is that actually...
I disagree.
I mean, that could be, but that would be a motion we have to make and vote on
at
that point, because we're going to all have different opinions there, but I don't see an intent there. I see this as just a company that released a template website.
And I see her as not paying enough attention to notice
exactly.
that something
yeah.
like that happened.
I've done a lot of these, and they don't.
Yeah.
If they put content up there, you approve it, and you change it, mm-hmm. and you line through and move on. This wasn't done at all in this case. So.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
But I mean, there would be that, and you could do a letter of concern. You could do actually a violation if you wanted to make a motion, but that would be the only violation I could find on things. Beyond that, like I said, we brought in a doctor way in the past, very intermittently. It was not a regular clinic. So again, does a premise license have to come up? We don't have a brick and mortar. The 501c3 mm-hmm. is not registered at a specific hospital location that was used. It was, I'm assuming, just her house or wherever it's going to be. But I think this is really putting the cart and a whole bunch of other stuff before the horse. But I don't see any violations here, personally.
I don't see any violations. So, I think she's trying to help the community. I think her intent is good, and I think she's going to borderline get herself in trouble if she's not very careful. And we all do this.
Yeah.
It happens to veterinarians too, but once you're licensed, like, the rules change a little bit. And friends always text me and go, hey, can you take a look at this? And they'll send me some picture of their dog, and I'm always like, oh, you're like, you've got to be really careful in that kind of stuff, because it happens to any licensed professional. And I wish people knew that, but that's something that you have to stand firm on. So,
I have a motion. Yeah, I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation, issue a letter of concern. That letter of concern is the board wants the respondent to completely understand the rules of what a CBT can do and not. So whether that's a report or whether it's just an understanding, that's, I don't care.
I think in a letter of concern, it would just be that she has an understanding of it, because we can't require anything.
Yeah.
So I have a motion and a second to dismiss with no violation and issue a letter of concern. We can voice vote this one. Yes. Okay. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Right. 13.
Sounds good.
Strengthen, let me come back and do 4 number 8.